Welcome to the Dr. Jim Cares Podcast with Dr. James Augustine, where we provide powerful solutions for helping you create wellness. The following discussion is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose or treat disease. Because our approach is individualized, it's important to not apply this information without first consulting with your healthcare professional. And now, here's Dr. Jim.
Have you been diagnosed with a shocking and emotionally disturbing diagnosis of cancer? Well, today in the Dr. Jim Cares podcast, we're going to be talking about that very topic and how to address your health in the process. So I want to speak to you today about a patient that I've seen who has cancer. Before we get started, I want to tell you that I do not treat cancer. However, I've seen many, many patients with cancer, and the problem with cancer is that the current standard of care is never to discover the root cause behind it, which therefore causes it, but to just treat the symptoms of it. And this is, in many cases, why cancer returns. It's been said that it's in remission. Maybe you've heard that, right? That's kind of what everyone hears. So a patient was experiencing metastatic lung cancer that had metastasized to his brain. He was paralyzed on the left side of his body when he came into my office, and his sister actually helped him in because he couldn't walk or do much. And in this case, of course, it was considered stage 4 cancer, and he already had an oncologist, right, cancer specialist. So heard about me and because of the technology that I use and my approach to healing. So before we go too much into his case, I wanted to talk about principles, important principles. Number one principle is oncologists treat cancer. They're the cancer specialists. Number two, the standard of care for treating cancer is chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, or a combination of those. Number three, and what's so important, is I do not treat cancer. And so therefore, let me continue with my principles. My principles, number one, the body is self-healing and self-regulating. And all healing, number two, comes from inside out, actually from above down, inside out. And all healing, number three, is controlled and regulated by the autonomic nervous system. It's that special automatic side of your brain, central nervous system, that controls and regulates all your organ systems. And it's what truly cures, treats, and heals you. Number four, the tools for repair and the fuels to get your body to function properly is food, nutrients, and herbs. So my job with a patient that has cancer is not to treat cancer, but to help a person heal by working on improving their health. I like to determine why they can't be healthy. That is not treating cancer. So this particular patient comes to me, hears about this great technology that's called high voltage pulsed electromagnetic fields, wants to do this. So we do a consult and then some exams. And I remember doing the exam, I had to actually put his hand and his feet on these analyzing electrodes when we did the scans. We then put him on the technology, the high voltage PEMF, for a full session, 30 minutes. This was a Thursday, so he comes back on a Monday to basically hear about his results. We call it a report of findings. So we sit down and explain what we found, and we explain our approach to getting him to heal. And by the way, that Monday he comes walking in with no paralysis. So his left arm and his left leg and foot, everything is working properly. So he was pretty excited about that. And if you wait till the end of this podcast and video, we'll talk about his results with me. So now I want to talk about some causes. What causes cancer? Okay, this isn't all the causes, but this is quite a few. Carcinogens, number one. Have you heard that term, carcinogen? It's a cancer-causing substance. We've all sort of heard about those substances. And a good example would be cigarette smoking. Back in the day, wasn't quite there. But then all of a sudden, science finally said, okay, definitively, smoking, cigarette smoking causes cancer. Cancer-causing substances, not good. Number two, gastrointestinal bugs. Bacteria, virus, parasite, fungus, and yeast in your colon and intestines can cause these problems, which isn't good. What about number three, stealth pathogens? Stealth pathogens. Bad bugs in your bloodstream that doctors typically don't test for, and those can also be at the root cause as well. What about stress? Stress always plays a role in cancer and certainly in every illness that we can run into. There are heavy metals, toxins that we can be exposed to that can cause these problems. There are plastics that now maybe you've heard the term microplastics, that if we drink out of those plastic water bottles, we're getting lots and lots and lots of microplastics in our body that can also play a role in this. So now let's explore some excellent ways of improving a person's full body health. Number one, we like to look at cellular health. If your cellular health is low, then nothing that you do helps. Have you noticed that? You won't be able to get nutrients and oxygen into your body's cells, nor be able to get toxins and metabolites out of your cells. Number two, toxic exposure. Toxic exposure can be extremely problematic. Therefore, detoxification is imperative. And doing detox properly to pull out toxic substances the right way is also very, very important. Number three, those stealth pathogens that we were talking about, those bad bugs in your blood that doctors typically don't test for, such as Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, things of that sort. Those can be major problems. But be very important for restoring a person's health. And also gastrointestinal bugs can be, of course, extremely problematic and can affect your full body health. Number five, oxidative stress can seriously affect full body physiology and definitely can need to be addressed, because oxidative stressors are substances that are produced just through metabolism that can cause damage to your tissues and cells, can make you age, can wear your body out, and also but can cause cancer. And we can be exposed to oxidative stressors as well that can cause these problems. Number six, nutrient deficiencies. Missing nutrients definitely affect your full body physiology, aside from how you feel. And your biochemistry is all nutrient-based. So some ideas. Check this out. What a concept, and I want you to think about this. Would you benefit from improving your health even if you had cancer? Well, of course, the answer is yes. So the process that I do in particular that I found that's absolutely amazing and makes a significant change and improvement in your health and wellness is this. I start by consulting to determine the correct direction of evaluation for the above-mentioned potential causes. Also, looking at full body physiology and cellular health are really critical pillars to know so that I can put together a system of healing. And we're doing this it's basically going to do a major, major favor for this person that has these issues. So my evaluation process. So what I found over the last 35 plus years, actually, is that people with dreadful illness have dreadful autonomic nervous system problems. So I've used a technology called heart rate variability, also known as HRV, for over 27 years, and have found this to be true. People with great health have great nervous system function, and they have great balance within their autonomic nervous system. What's the solution then? If you have a very problematic autonomic nervous system, what I do specifically, is something that's called biocranial. Biocranial improves the autonomic nervous system. Great thing. Second challenge, If you have an orchestra but no instruments, then of course you have no music. So if your body has missing nutrients, then there is no repair and there's poor function. So critical in healing and great health is discovering what your body needs and then providing just that. Third challenge, cellular health. If the health of your cells is low, then those amazing nutrients from your food and other nutrients that you may be taking are not getting into your cells where all physiology occurs. Therefore, nothing improves, and maybe you've experienced that. But I'm taking a slew of vitamins and changing my diet and nothing changes. Well, you better look deeper and look at your cellular health. And this is where high voltage pulsed electromagnetic fields comes in, also known as PEMF. We charge up those troublesome organ systems and tissues that have lowered cellular health. And I found that using this system of improving the autonomic nervous system, providing missing nutrients, and improving cellular health always helps a person get healthy. So remember that patient that I told you about? He had negative blood work markers for cancer in 3 months. Why? He had an oncologist. It was great. This oncologist would do evaluations to really see where everything is at. So with the primary tumor being dramatically smaller and the 12 tumors in his brain being also dramatically smaller. And then at six months under my care as well, everything was gone. And he was doing absolutely fine. It's kind of a good thing. So I hope this information helps and encourages you. Please let me know in the comments below if you like this video and or information here, please subscribe and give it a like because it really helps out our channel. I'm on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, but I'm also on all the podcasting apps, Apple, Spotify, and the rest. So again, my name is Dr. Augustine from Ahead to Wellness, and thank you so much for watching and listening to this Dr. Jim Cares podcast, and we will see you all next week.
Thanks for joining us on your journey to wellness. Join us next time for more information and education about your health. And feel free to contact Dr. Jim on social media or at his office, Ahead to Wellness, in Buena Park, California.